Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Happy Father's Day weekend. It's the Winstons singing about a stepfather in that song, Marianne. You knew I was going to play that, right?
Yes, that is your very favorite Father's Day song. And you have been a great father and a great stepfather.
Thank you. What do we have planned for this weekend?
Well, I'm wondering what you want to do, because you have not said what you want to do and how you want to celebrate Father's Day. And I was just talking to some of my friends last night, and I was really surprised because they were saying, well, he didn't do anything for me for Mother's Day, so we're not doing anything for Father's Day. Isn't that depressing?
Well, hey, don't put me in that category.
I know, because you really prepare for Mother's Day. But I do remember when we were first together and... You know, you did not. I mean, you were absolutely trained, because I remember that you did not do anything for me for Mother's Day, just like my friends were saying last night. And I mentioned it like the day after, and I said, "Well, you didn't celebrate me in any way." And then you said, "You're not my mother."
I learned, though. I learned. We celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day. We do.
Yeah. So you're going to have to make a request about what you want to do to spend, you know, how you want to spend the day. I know it'll probably be something like you want to go to Superdog or something like that.
Yeah, maybe Poochie's. I'll pick places that maybe are not high on your list.
Exactly. So you want to know a little history about it? About
sure.
Father's Day?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was pretty much a holiday that was invented by a woman in 1909, and her name was Sonora Smart Dodd, and she was trying to establish like an official equivalent to Mother's Day for male parents, and she went around to local businesses to gather support for her idea, and then by June 19th, 1910, the state of Washington celebrated the first ever Father's Day. So you can thank her, Bob.
That's interesting that it wasn't started by a guy.
I know, yeah. And it wasn't even an official holiday for decades after that. And then, like, during the Depression, retailers, of course...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how everything starts, right?
Mm-hmm.
They made a push to commercialize the holiday because they wanted to make some extra money during... like these really tough financial times. And so as World War II started, people began to use Father's Day as a way to pay respects to the American troops.
That
so
makes
it all
sense.
Came together in 1972 with Richard Nixon signing a proclamation. So that he declared Father's Day a national holiday.
Well, it must have been Hallmark pressuring President Nixon at that time. But
exactly.
But it wasn't until 1972, you said?
Yeah, that was the first father, you know, national holiday, Father's Day, that was, you know, celebrated June 18th.
Interesting.
1972. So now you know everything there is to know about Father's Day.
Yes, I do. Yes,
so what
I
do you want to do?
Well, let's see.
What would you like?
Well, you know, I like experiences. That's what I really like. But
okay.
As far as what we can talk about here, I guess, well, you know, softball in the morning and then lunch at, you know, maybe some hot dog joint. And then depending on the weather, you know, it's going to be 90. So I was thinking of Chinese food because you're not big on that. But it's too warm for Chinese food. So I got to think of something.
There has to be a special temperature for Chinese food.
Well, yes.
Do Chinese restaurants know this? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it just seems like a cooler weather food. Maybe some Elwood's ribs or something, and you know, a little DQ for dessert. But I'll work on it.
Okay.
What's to eat recipe-wise on savvy-planet.com?
On savvy-planet.com?
Mm-hmm.
On Savvy Planet, if you are a subscriber, this week you're going to receive one of my favorite favorite spring and summer recipes, and it's for artichokes. And I make it with garlic, lime, and aioli, and it is so delicious. And right now, I keep seeing them in the grocery store. They're so nice and plump and ready to eat, and it's so fun to eat those. I love them. I love artichokes. So, you know, it's just a really easy way to enjoy them. So look for it. If you're a subscriber, you get it free, delivered into your mailbox, you know, a free recipe every week. And if you're not a subscriber, you don't even have to subscribe. You can just go to savvy-planet.com, and it's already in there, so you can look for it.
Okay, and it's a dash mark, not the word dash. I had that. You made that a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic. Really, really good.
I love it. It's so delicious, really. I mean, and to me, it's like every time I see that anywhere on a menu or whatever, it's like I know it's a great time of year weather-wise. I love it.
I'll be home soon, Marianne, with my list of Father's Day requests.
Okay, sounds great.
See ya.